This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Sheriff's Office is investigating two armed robbery incidents that took place on Friday afternoon in the Bald Hills area near Hoopa. Deputies were dispatched to a marijuana farm on Bald Hills Road after the owner called 911 to report that an employee had called him to tell him they were being robbed. The suspects were described as three Native American males who were armed with rifles and who were wearing tactical vests with the word SWAT on the front. They stole personal belongings from the 30 or so employees, along with 1,000 pounds of processed bud. Two of the suspects referred to each other as Killer One and Killer Two, and all three fled the scene in two stolen vehicles, a white Chevy pickup and a Ford Explorer. In a separate incident, deputies responded to a call from tourists from Spain who reported that after returning from a hike to their parked vehicles in Lady Bird Johnson Park between 2 and 4 p.m. on Friday afternoon, they were confronted by three armed men wearing tactical vests with the word SWAT on the front. One suspect fired several rounds into the air as they robbed the victims of personal belongings and then fled the scene in a stolen Dodge Camper and a 1998 Ford Explorer. The suspects remain at large. For the second consecutive year, you're going to hear the words domoic acid when news about crab fishing is reported. The recreational season opened in California over the weekend, and tests performed on crab from Fort Bragg to the Oregon border once again reveal high levels of domoic acid. It's unclear what impact this will have on the commercial season scheduled to open in a few weeks, but if it's as bad as last year, crab fishermen could see another lost season. If you do catch and want to consume recreational crab, you are urged to dispose of the viscera, where the highest concentrations of domoic acid are found. The family of 14-year-old Eureka boy Jesus Tejeda reports that he has been found safe and sound and is back home with his family. Tejeda's sister contacted Kim Kemp at Redheaded Black Belt to report that Jesus had been seen in Arcata, and he was later located by Arcata police and reunited with his family. It's taken quite a while, but the National Forest Service has announced that the Chetco Bar fire that at one point in August threatened the small Oregon city of Brookings has been 100% contained. At one point, the Chetco Bar fire was the number one priority in the nation after high winds turned a small, localized fire into a raging blaze that scorched more than 120,000 acres. Sheriff's deputies arrested two men in connection with a residential burglary in Shelter Cove on Friday morning. The owner of the house reported the break-in after spotting the suspects on camera from another location. Neighbors, including one armed with a shotgun and less than lethal rounds, held one suspect, Eric Black, until deputies arrived, and the second suspect, Sean Stell, was located nearby, and he was arrested as well. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.